This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Trace amounts of tar spot have been detected in South Dakota cornfields. SDSU Extension Plant Pathology Specialist Cody Mulner reports tar spot infection has been extremely light to date.
The only confirmed incidence we have so far is in Yankton and Bonhomme County, and they were very low severity. It was one or two plants that we were able to find, and it was only a single lesion. So it seems to be very light so far. That will probably change after all this wetness we've been getting, so it will be good to keep an eye on things.
Tar spot is a fungal disease of corn, characterized by black flecks, which appear on the upper and undersides of leaves. Lesions appear as paint splatter and is often confused with insect frack. Mulner reports the isolated tar spot findings are in fields infected with tar spot in 2024, leading to the belief this year's infection to date is residue-induced, not new spores blowing in from southern regions. The greatest impact of tar spot occurs in corn between tassel and R3, when high infections can decrease yield significantly. But Mulner states tar spot levels in South Dakota now are far from needing treatment.
We don't recommend anything until about 30 or 40% severity, and with how little we're seeing, we generally would not recommend any fungicides at this time.
Tar spot infections can build quickly, however, so Mulner urges farmers to continue scouting their cornfields, contacting SDSU Extension, and consulting the Crop Protection Network if treatment is needed. Visit the crops page at extension.sdstate.edu for greater details.